have been unable to...
Blog Talk Radio.
...bipartisan commission's work. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is defending the Biden administration's response to the surge of unaccompanied migrant children at the southern border.
We are addressing the needs of unaccompanied children who arrive at our southern border, children who have fled torture, persecution, extreme violence, and poverty.
Mayorkas today told a Senate hearing parents are sending their kids to the U.S. from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Prince Harry says growing up in a royal family is like a mix of The Truman Show and being in a zoo. He said on the Armchair Expert podcast there were moments when he felt he had no control over his life. You are listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hey, it's Kristen Rauffinkbeiner of Breaking Through. I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you listen to our show. We're on Mondays at 5 a.m. It's a show that tackles the top topics facing our nation and gives you, yes, you, ways to take action, ways to make your voice heard, ways to create change, ways to lift our nation and protect democracy. Again, Mondays at 5 a.m., we have fabulous guests, we have fabulous ideas, and a conversation that you're going to want to join. Talk with you soon.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies for most of the day today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back down to about 50. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more sunshine expected. Temperatures rising a few more degrees. Low 70s for the weekend, with low temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s, and mostly clear skies.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Can a cup of Joe support ALS?
May 14th. If you go to any one of our shops, proceeds from every cup go to research to find cause. If you don't have a shop near you, you can go to DutchRose.com and donate. The goal is 1.6 million, all of our releases, all of our great customers. It's going to take extraordinary effort from all of us.
Let's talk about ALS. Go to DutchBROSSinSam.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yeah, hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Pat, just in case you may not know, and I'm here with a couple of sidekicks, Benny and Olivia, today. Benny,
yes.
When you play that opener,
uh-huh.
And so we've had to replace the opener I've been using because I can't find the email where the Coldplay gave me permission to play that song, because why? That was 17 years ago. Well, maybe 15 for that. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing. I'm listening to that opener, and I'm reflecting upon the past. And I'm reflecting upon the people, Nick Johnson, that helped create this network. This network was created with a group of people that were passionate about it. At least, I'd say, three-quarters of the people that worked with me early on were interns from the Institute here in Seattle. And I loved all of their energy. it was so fascinating to me. I knew that they would be here for a short period of time. And I hired most of them that wanted to stay here. And everyone from Nick Johnson to, we were just talking about Heather this morning, who trained Jessica. Heather trained Jessica. And so here we are today as a reflection of our past and the foundational pieces that become who we are. And that's part of our conversation today with Pam Bright and David. You know, it is about looking at what I call the foundational elements of who we are. Some of them, the soul wants us to grow and move forward with. And some of them, it's like, dude, you got to get rid of that resentment. But today, I want to introduce you to two people, David Buck and Pam Bright. Pam Bright, you should know about. They're the host of, or Pam is the leading host, and David is the founding innovator, joined sidekick, partner, rising element. Because it takes a partnership. And so today I want to introduce you to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and talk about what it's like to step into a journey, to take that step. I'm struck by this today on the heels of Ellen's announcement that the 19th season will be her last. I'm really struck by this today. For a lot of reasons. And you're going to have Pam talk about this. Because when you step forward in a way that the public or the pop culture or some group of people may not understand, it comes with building resilience. Pam is a multidimensional healer, a life transformation coach, a spiritual intuitive, multitude of modalities, and as you can see, if you're watching on Facebook right now, you're going to see that there is an energetic, catalytic form between them, the world, and what they do. Today, whether you tap into the inspiration Pam did, you know, through the Native American medicine wheel, or you think about beauty and transformative effect of a butterfly. It doesn't matter. Today's show is to introduce you to people that are stepping forward and saying yes. And I am struck by what happened with Ellen. I'm struck by what happens when you step out into the world boldly, like Pam and David, and you run into what we call success. And what is the resilience you need to have? And I will say, Ellen didn't see it coming. And my heart goes out to her. And I'm so glad she is doing a 19th season. And maybe she will reconsider because she is a shining light, just like Pam and David. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you here today.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
You know, I was struck by the announcement that Ellen made. And was I surprised? I don't think so. But yet at some level, the fact that she's willing to do another season after 4 months of just brutal press, negative press, I wonder about all of us. And I want to ask you both, you don't come here with your platform and what you're doing in the world without having to face things. But sometimes we partner up with somebody that makes the journey a little bit easier. What was it between you two and when you connected and how you connected that is helping you rise up in the world today, Pam?
Well, David is my rock. That's what I can tell you. David is my rock, and he is the one that really helps me to stay grounded in this lifetime. When I, through multiple traumas in my life, from childhood to adulthood, I've had many falls, many accidents, had near-death experience, which really, that David was a part of. When I came back from that, I really needed someone who was strong in who he was, that was a pillar of strength for me to be able to come back into this human form. And that has been something that I've relied on, because I've needed him to do that. I've needed somebody strong who I could say, okay, I'm not feeling real strong today.
Yeah.
I need a little help walking. I'm a little unbalanced. My emotions are a little off. Can you please be my anchor?
Mm.
And so that's what he's done for me.
Mm.
It's been great.
Mm. I bring this up, and no surprise, you know, many of us that saw the announcement today by Ellen, we have felt so much of what she feels, because, you know, when you're breaking through the world, especially, you know, her and how much criticism she's taken, all of us, you know, look for that rock. And Pam, you just described it. And David, I want to ask you this, because, you know, at the cornerstone of things, and I was really struck this morning, too, by the fact that, you know, Ellen openly talked about therapy, you know, getting outside help. But I want to ask you about this, David, because, you know, spirituality, anybody that has ever taken a survey in this modern day, certainly is on the rise, but it means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
What has spirituality meant to you individually, but also, you know, to both of you?
Well, I think it's interesting, because when we were preparing for this show, we knew the first two would be introductions, an introduction to Pam, and then an episode about the introduction to my journey through spirituality. And really, before I met Pam, I had just started to kind of delve into things a little bit and be inspired by Native American spirituality and kind of start to wonder about it. But I never really thought of myself as a spirit being, is the spirit flowing through me, and that I had access to all of these energies and inspirations all around me. So, I mean, it's night and day from before I met Pam to how I feel today. And it's interesting, it's even growing as we develop these the show.
You know, and let's talk about the show. You know, here we are full circle, and we're honored to have you both on Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. You know, there's always a journey about that. You know, this, some people think, well, you just wake up one day and this is what you do. And actually, that is the case for me. That is my case. And so I help others not step into the potholes I've stepped into. But what was this journey like for you, Pam, and, you know, circling around to step into hosting the Empower Me show?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been on this journey, this transformation journey, for a really long time. Many, many, many years, over 20 years, probably more like 30 years. But it wasn't really until I decided, actually made the commitment, that I was going to be 100% of service to the God, the creator of my understanding. And I got ordained as a minister online, which I thought, if you can get certified online to be a minister, that's crazy. But what it did for me is that it got me into that place of really being available, being available to be of service. And I didn't really know yet about my soul's calling at that point, but I knew that I was here to be of service. And that started the journey. And as I grew, and then as I had my near-death experience and came out of that, I knew it was time. It was time for me to go global. And I started talking about that, and I really had no idea what that journey was going to do for me. Then I just kept saying it and said, okay, well, I trust that my guides know exactly what they're doing. My guides are impeccable at assistance. And so I moved into that place of trust, and I trust them implicitly every single day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I was able then to get some mentoring, get some coaches and teachers that would assist me in really opening to my soul's gifts fully. And then one day, I guess it was just a couple months ago, I got a phone call. I got an email first, and then I got a phone call from Miss Jessica. And she said, you know, I think we have a place for you here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm like, okay, what does this mean? But you know what? Like everything else in my life, I just said yes. I said yes, and that commitment is what opened the door.
Yeah. You know, it's for me, when I think about this and I think about our journeys and know what it's like to say yes and step into the world, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, you know, we're going to talk about how we move that energy to the present moment of every day. Mm. You know, how we move that energy forward and how we do it despite the criticisms or the judgments or the evaluations. Or whatever that is that happens, how do we stand in the present fully empowered? When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the evolution of the Empower Me Show. Where is it now, and where do both David and Pam have the vision for it, the vision for changing the world? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHolm.com.
I want you to be.
everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm introducing you to a brand new show on the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. Certainly, Pam Bright, David Buck joining me here today, you know, teaming up for the Empower Me show, and we're going to be talking about that today. Every yes in your life, every yes has a journey. Every yes, every no has a journey. Mm-hmm. It has a pathway. It has an opening. Even when you say no to something, it is still an opening. And so you wonder sometimes, how do people show up and just there they are? And there is a process each of us goes through when we make these decisions. But what happens if you know it's so right? What happens with that? And, you know, Pam, David, how do people find out about you? Let's make sure we get them information about you. What's the best way to do that? What's your website?
My website is brightbutterflyenterprises.com. That is where you can find me. That's where you can find my services as a transformation coach and a light language channel. I've got the program on there, 21 Days to Full Body Wellness, on there as well. And it will be developing as time goes on. We also have the Empower Me show under radio show, so you can tune in to any episode on there as well as Transformation Talk Radio.
I've been impressed that just a simple Google search for the Empower Me show by itself, you could put in with Pam Bright and it comes right up,
yeah.
Transformation Talk Radio. But if you want to get a hold of us, you can reach both of us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Plus, we have a brand new website as of last night. It's called fullbodysystemwellness.com, and there's information about the program there, too.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that's part of the wonder of what we do is, you know, when you Google and put in Empower Me, you do come up. And, you know, what I love about this is every show and every message has tentacles out in the world. And that's what I want to talk with you both about now, because fast forward to where we are today, you know, we're talking about stepping out into a venue. You knew somehow, Pam, you were going to step out into the venue, but you didn't quite know it would be this way. So how is this working for you?
I'm absolutely having a blast. I'm having a blast. I said yes. And to all of you who are listening, please know that your commitment to the yes is going to absolutely blast open the doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the commitment to the yes is the first. And what's happened since that first show where I shared about my spiritual journey, that gave a platform for, I believe, for the entire show.
Yeah.
Of you're going to get realness here. We are not going to hold back. I'm about transformation. I'm about authenticity in its fullness. And so every time that I come on camera, even if I may look like I'm not very comfortable, I'm actually loving the experience, even in the discomfort of it.
Mm.
And that's another message that I have around that is be in the discomfort and love it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a powerful message because, you know, we do a lot of shows and have done that for like a long time about wellness and, you know, what it means to evolve and learn through spiritual growth and illness. But, you know, then we decide we're going to create something unique. Then the light bulb goes on. You know, it took me a couple of years for the light bulb to go on, you know, where I was able to say, well, wait a minute, this positive talk thing, it's just not unique to me. You know, people really want to engage. They also want solutions. And by the way, millions of women are tapping back into this kind of podcast, to this kind of medium. And then you start to think, well, what do we need to do to be of more service?
Mm-hmm.
And so, David, what is it that you've discovered and you want to create for the show?
Well, going forward, we really hope that the Empower Me show will become a hub of information, you know, tools, tips, and techniques. and ways to connect just beyond this, the show, the Zoom, the podcast, the YouTube video. We've already begun expanding it a bit. We have Pinterest boards and YouTube playlists of music videos, and we've got a program available that really helps you go through some steps for yourself and really engage. So we'd love the opportunity to provide this information, but the point of it is to engage in the transformation of your own life, and hopefully you'll find what you haven't noticed before or just haven't seen in the right light before.
Another thing that we just are developing right now as well is it's called the Empower Me Game.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find that as a group on Facebook. If you go to the Empower Me Game, you can actually sign up for that. It's a public group. Please join us and take on your own game. There's a Google Doc in the description that will tell you about our idea with it, and it's really about you taking on your own empowerment. It's all for you.
Well, you know, I love this because a lot of times for a lot of years, the word empowerment wasn't associated with action. It was, and, you know, I mean, when you go back to the origins and the use of the word in corporate America and corporations around the world, and I think you both know this, you know, there was a point in time where it became that word, and it was really pretty shallow for a lot of people because it didn't match, you know, the word didn't match the actions of the organization.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we've learned is that empowerment is an inside job. Right?
Yeah.
And it starts there. But, you know, you're also doing some other things with the show. You know, you have something in the first week of the month, and then you have something in the second, and you've really laid out a unique platform. You know, where did those ideas come from to really set this up? So each show, so to speak, or each episode has a very specific meaning, teaching, and lesson.
Well, David is going to take this one on because he's my sidekick that does all the creation here.
Well, it started with the fact that when we had this opportunity, we knew that there were so many different ways we could go with it, so many different services that Pam might want to showcase and so many different aspects of her spiritual journey that she would want to provide as inspiration. So we had to kind of narrow it down a little bit and come up with these themes. And indeed, each week of the month is its own recurring monthly theme. And I've started titling the episodes, episode one, episode two, episode three of that section. So we have the first week of the month is the language of light. The second week of the month is choosing your empowered life, and I'm a co-host for that. The third week of the month coming up next week is full body system wellness. And then the last week of the month is Spirit Partners for Life. And I'm a co-host again, and we talk about our journey. And I like the fact that someone coming onto the show maybe 3-6 months from now can latch on to one of these themes and be able to go through those episodes and really kind of deepen their appreciation for that topic.
You know, we have a lot to talk about, but I loved really the underpinnings of this. And let's talk about this for a minute. Everything we're talking about so far is all interconnected. You know, it's all part of, you know, the planning, of course, but it's all focused around that giant word yes. So let me ask you, Pam, what is it out of all of this that gets you fired up?
Well, it's the big yes to being on purpose. We hear that word a lot, on purpose. What it really means to me is that our souls, my soul chose to be in this human body right now at this time in this place, Lynnwood, Washington, for this time period, right?
Yeah.
And my soul didn't just get dropped here. My human self didn't just get dropped here. Mm-hmm. I had a reason for coming. So I check in with my soul and ask my soul, what is it that you're here to do? And that's why I'm here talking to you. That's why I'm here with my partner, David. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing the show. That's why the big yes is there, because that is most important to me above anything else, is living out my soul's purpose of being alive.
Yeah.
Wow. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the vision. You know, I started opening this up with Ellen, and many people are thinking, what's Ellen going to do? Now, when you're somebody that has a purpose and you have a vision like Pam and David, when you're on track with that, there's something that happens to how you see the future. There's something that just opens up for all of you that stand in your yes. Mm-hmm. Even if your yes is to end something, there is something in the future that just calls you forward. What is it for you all out there? What is calling you forward?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's inspiring you in the moment? When we come back, we're going to be talking with David and Pam about all this hard work they're doing, all this beautiful, beautiful things they're putting in a platform to really raise consciousness and vibration. And you would think, okay, they're pretty much done. They're not. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the vision. And, you know, we're going to talk about what it is that allows us each to expand, whether it's a technology that you really didn't know you could develop, or it's a heart-centered platform called the Empower Me Show. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Joe, support ALS.
May 14th. If you go to any one of our shops, proceeds from every cup go to research to find cause. If you don't have a shop near you, you can go to DutchBros.com and donate. The goal is 1.6 million. All of our releases, all of our great customers. It's going to take extraordinary effort from all of us.
Let's talk about ALS. Go to DutchBros.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Papasili, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with me on Dr. Pat. For more information about me and the shows I do, certainly you can go to the Dr. Pat Show. But, you know, tonight at 4, tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the psychic and the doc. That's where I hang out with the psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing a show like that. But as David says, we're living in a world today of expansive vision and, you know, taking action on our passion and doing things that maybe, as Pam said, maybe a little bit uncomfortable sitting there, but you do it. Pam, David, thank you for joining us here today. We're going to talk about the future, but before we do, please let folks know how to find out about you. And again, tell them about that Empower Me game.
Well, you can find us at www.brightbutterflyenterprises.com. We have a brand new website called fullbodysystemwellness.com. You can email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. And indeed, we have a brand new Empower Me game that has its own public Facebook group. And the idea behind this, it's just 8 simple steps. You've encountered these kinds of things and this been inspired by 100 different influences. And it's just some simple steps. And we're introducing one step a week. This week we introduced just the first step is to pick a goal. Pick something that you feel like you can achieve. So each week that goes by, we're going to talk for a couple of minutes about it. And the whole 8-step process and a little bit of the background of it and what you can do with it, including a tiny template for it, is on the Facebook group as well.
I love it. I love it because what I love about this is, you know, the opening that you're creating for people, and it doesn't matter what you pick. Really, it doesn't matter what you pick. I mean, you know, I woke up this morning after a full – let's talk about the future for a minute. I don't know if you know I moved. I think you could see I've still got things here in my background that I'm trying to work out. But I moved, and I thought it would be a simple process. I had a vision for it. And what I didn't realize about the vision that I had for it was that it was going to take some time, that I wasn't just recreating the old. I was creating a new home. Mm-hmm. You know, I had things here I didn't have. You know, a backyard that needs grass cut. Whoa. Thinking about doing some planting and making it beautiful. And then all of a sudden you wake up this morning and there is a rabbit out in the front yard eating whatever flowers did pop up. And it is about the size of a dog. And I'm thinking, what do we do with it? So let's talk about the future. Let's talk about the vision. But let's also talk about what happens when we see a little hiccup or a blip in the matrix. Let's talk about that future, David and Pam.
Well, I'm gonna tell a little bit about the back end here. With was it last year? Oh my gosh, it was just last year when we decided that we were going to take on Zoom. Okay, and for any of you who are out there that are taking on Zoom for the first time, you're going to have some challenges with how to set it up. Is the sound right? You know, making sure that all the ducks are in a row with that. And so we didn't just take Zoom on, but we took on creating our own program. What? How are we doing that, right? So that was last year. Step forward into now, and David is my guy on this end to do all of the electrical stuff for getting the Zoom set up again and getting the show set up again. So he stepped into his yes so that I could be present in my being of showing up fully. And he, from that point of view, was able to then step into his being in his fullness. So what do you want to share with that?
Well, I think it's all about willingness because this is the 5th time we've appeared on Transformation Talk Radio, and it's been a little bit of a journey. We've had blips that have set us back nearly every time, and it's getting more smooth. So it's a willingness to learn. It's a willingness to continue to say yes. It's a willingness to be wrong about something and willingness to compromise, too.
Yeah, it's really about allowing ourselves to be imperfect.
Yeah.
Right? Being imperfect in our perfection as human beings.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question about that. I mean, I think I learned that lesson early on as somebody entering a venue that I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I really didn't. I didn't know what I was doing. I just know that this felt like breathing to me. First time I got behind a microphone, it felt like breathing. And it was so unusual for me because people know me as quite the introvert. I'm very high on the introvert scale. I also grew up stuttering. So the people from the East Coast, you know, back at Plainfield High School that I grew up with, they're like, you can't be talking for a living. That just can't be happening. Are you kidding? It took you 10 minutes to answer a question. So, you know, it's fascinating to see how our future lights us up inside. And, you know, this is about the audience for me. And it's got to be about the audience for you. We have the best audience on the planet. I have been saying that forever. Mm-hmm. They are the best. The other day, I had a caller call into a show I did with Megan, and both Megan and I really got schooled in a very professional way, mm-hmm. in a very kind way, a new level of awareness from our listeners. So mm-hmm. what excites you so far about your audience?
Mm. Well, I can tell you that I've had some people already contact me from hearing the show, which I got very excited about. I have a new client. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He's decided that he's going to work with me. I have a friend that heard me on Transformation Talk Radio on the Empower Me show and contacted me and said, oh, my gosh, it's you. This is a friend that I haven't heard from or talked to in about 30 years.
Wow.
And I didn't even know where she was. And I kept calling out to the universe saying, I know you're out there. Find her for me. If we're supposed to be connected, find her for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she found me. And so we're reconnected.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both of you, David, it's so, because I know, David, you have asked us a million questions, and we so thank you for that. But we always get that question about, well, if we join your network, what's going to happen for me? What can I expect? And we never know an answer. We cannot answer for a particular person.
Yeah.
We can only say what has happened for others.
Yeah.
I mean, and, in your case, you would put sufficient amount of time in this. You've built up that inner momentum and energy for your show. You have been able to show your gifts, your talents. And boy, I just love you too. I mean, people ask me, what does it take to create the kind of show that you really want to create, to really have something that energizes, builds an audience? And boy, I'm going to send them to David because this is how it goes. You don't just sign up for a show. You think about your future. You think mm-hmm. about how you're going to engage with the audience.
Yeah.
And that is the most successful element I have found, is thinking about what you can do for your audience.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip this next break because I want to continue to talk with you about one of the leading factors for me in a 17-year period, an 11-year period with the network, that without it and learning the understanding of it, none of us would be here today.
Mm.
And Pam, I think, and David, it's this notion of being a spiritual being, having a human experience.
Mm.
And I can tell you that the times in my life where I have behaved less than a spiritual being, it has been ugly.
Mm.
So I'm reminded, what does that mean to you? Because that is a cornerstone value in what you do, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It is. So the turning point for me was when I was graced with the ability to, in my spiritual essence of my soul, to decide whether I was going to come back to Earth and remain human and fulfill on this lifetime of my soul's purpose, or if I was going to remain with the angelic realm. That was the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And my soul said yes to returning because I was told that I had a specific mission that had not been fulfilled yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of that is that I did not know that my soul partner was holding the anchor for me to return. He was my knight in shining armor with his flame of truth saying, I love this woman and I'm going to stand by her no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed me to come back into this vessel called a human being and fulfill on that soul's mission. So it's got to be the two together.
Yeah.
I cannot ignore my physical body and hope that my spiritual essence is just going to soar. It's got to be the two together.
Yeah. You know, when I think about this and I think about sort of the essence of what we're talking about today, I'm reminded about the pandemic. And I don't talk about it often, but I have decided I am going to talk about what it was like for us, my team here, this network, to get through the pandemic. I mean, it is something that's important to talk about. And what we learned from it and what the core, what really became really the bedrock of what we learned during the pandemic that is now the foundation, pandemic or no pandemic, how we move forward. But you went through the pandemic as well. So let us talk about pandemic shut down everything a year ago. What did you do?
One of the first things we did was ask ourselves, what's happening? And in some ways, we're still asking that question. I think a lot of people are too. And so, but we've done so much growth on our own spiritual selves and in our relationship. We knew we had to do something different, and we needed to respond in kind of a spiritual way. So we started by creating this program, 21-day full-body system wellness program based on a bunch of ideas, but one of them is it takes 21 days to change a habit or to build a new habit. It's a common thought, although I looked it up the other day and it said it takes between 3 and 367 days to build a new habit. So it's different for everybody. And so, you know, we all have coping mechanisms until we recognize that they're really kind of soul purpose mechanisms, and we can shift that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So when the pandemic hit, I was working full time as a massage therapist and our spa shut down and we were left, as many of us were, with, okay, I'm working a job. My job is not allowing me to come back in right now. What are we going to do? Help. And so that's when I knew that something drastic and different and changing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately did what I have been taught to do from my guides, which is to go up, expand and ask for help. And so that's another cornerstone of my work, is asking for your support team to help you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
It's so important to ask for the support team. You know, one of the things also in this journey, and this is really important, you know, when you use terms like shut down, everything shut down because it did, you know, you had to get highly creative and innovative, and that's what I hear you say. We had to do the same. You know, as the owner of the company and the owner of the network, I had to figure out, how do I keep my staff employed?
Mm.
And yet, we're asking staff to do things now they've never done before. And, you know, we work in an environment where it would be shocking for a team member to say something like, that's not my job or that's not your job. It would be shocking for us. And you know the amount of service we provide.
Oh, yeah.
And so the team here and the way they've stepped up, and the way they were going to have to step up in the future as we launch our technology. I mean, Kim works on weekends. I don't know if you've ever gotten an email from Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Linda picks up that phone. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're from. You know, we get calls at 5 in the morning from the East Coast, and we pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica does a daily check-in as she drives into the studio every day. You know, our networks we're on, the one that we're on now, has worked with us to keep us on air. But here's the lesson I've learned. People that have supported us, we have to remember to support them back. You know, this particular network that I'm on, you know, if you have financial commitments to people, even in a pandemic, $100 may be energetically important to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Pam, as you said, we have to check in with ourselves and our own soul and say, what's in integrity for me?
Mm-hmm.
How are you both doing your own check-ins? Because it is called Empower Me Show.
Yes.
Well, I can say that, you know, there's a couple of statements in my life that have been particularly challenging to me. Like, how could that be true? One of the old ones from many years ago is, God never gives you more than you can handle.
That's
right. And it sure seems like that's not true a lot of the time. And it may seem like that for many people right now in the pandemic. The other one I was introduced to by Pam, who said, it's all in divine right order. And it's the concept of divine timing, that it goes beyond things happen for a reason when they happen. It's getting into the flow of the universe, like right now, whatever your circumstances are, they're the perfect ones for you, whether it's the worst day of your life or the best day of your life.
Yep. And you always, always, always have the massive amount of support that's always available to you.
Yeah.
Whether it's a human being, a book, a song, your cat, or praying to a God that you don't really understand yet. Right?
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all here for us. Just allow it to happen and unfold.
Yeah. I know we've got a few minutes left here, and what's important to is to continue for us to talk about the journey, but what's also important is for us to look at how important creativity and innovation is.
Mm.
You know, earlier I mentioned to you both that about Ellen, her show became highly innovative, highly creative, highly fun. You know, she should have done an Empower Me game. That would have made it better. but these ideas of innovation without action just become something that operate in our heads, right? Mm-hmm. And I talked about how grateful I am. I mean, geez, if you ever listen to Heather teach Jessica, and by the way, this is something we're going to get back and do. If you ever walked into the room, which was in a small room in my house, this is really a garage starting network. This is literally how this happened, right?
Nice.
And you listen to Heather, who was ex-military, have a Jessica coming right out of school, like what, like 20-something, maybe not even, and you sit down and you hear Heather say, if you don't learn this schedule, the Empower Me show won't play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drill you till you learn it.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you this in these last minutes. Perspiration, inspiration. What's your message for the world in creating Empower Me people?
So,
David.
There's a chance always to get into stagnation, and it's different than stillness. Stillness through meditation can offer inspiration. It's so easy to sit more on the couch and not get back up from the couch. And so everybody's got a great idea. I'm struck by a couple of quick quotes. One's from Goethe. Whatever you can do or dream, begin it, because boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. And the late, great Wayne Dyer, I was inspired by his quote of saying, what was it? Wow, now I... whatever you look at, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
There you go.
But he also said, don't die with your music still in you.
That's right.
And that is why I do a Language of Light episode. Thank you very much. Is because that is a huge part of my mission here, is to shift who you are being in the world through my voice and through the codes that are coming through me to you. It is my privilege to do that.
Wow. I want to thank you both for today. Before we hop off, please let everybody know one more time what you're creating on Facebook or social media. Tell them about your shows and how they can work with you directly.
So you can reach us at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. You can go to my website, which is Bright Butterfly Enterprises. That's BRIGHTBUTTERFLY Enterprises.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at the Empower Me Game group. And you can interact with us. You can interact with each other. Tell people about your what you're taking on in the world as a game.
Mm-hmm. You can also email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. And we have a brand new website called fullbodysystemwellness.com. We'll be introducing that idea next week.
Well, I want to thank you both. And really quickly, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with, David and then Pam?
So it's the inspiration is there. It's all the parts of you that have died somewhere inside. You can reawaken them. You can live the life that you imagined living 20, 30, 40 years ago, because we need you to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do need you to do that. And what I would say is, it doesn't matter where you are right now. Right now is your magic moment. Say yes to yourself. We will help you every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And we're both personal coaches, so we can assist you with that. I will help you energetically with getting you past the big bumps that you're facing. Mm-hmm. We are available to you as your support.
I want to thank you. 1,000%. I want to thank you both. Looking forward for all that you are doing. Thank you both for the show, but thank you more importantly for who you are and how you're showing up in the world.
Well, thank you very much for having us here on your show today. And your team is amazing, by the way.
Yes,
they are.
We
and
are
I want to
privileged.
Thank
yeah.
Thank you.
They
are amazing. You're right. And I want to thank everybody today for pushing all the right buttons, for pushing out the live stream video of this. And truly to all of you tuning in, we will see you again next time with the Dr. Pat Show. But stay tuned. We've got another super, super hour of one of our other hosts showing up, because we are a network of transformative thought leaders. We'll see you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Any others here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. A little bit of slowing in the Kennedale Hill, northbound and southbound at Northeast 30th Street. Again, traffic actually is looking pretty good around the Puget Sound right now. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Live the Good Life Radio Show with your host, Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self.
NBC News.
Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. A colonial pipeline is back online, and President Biden calls that good news. At the White House today, Biden said it will take some time to get fuel to areas that are experiencing shortages.
Now they have to safely and fully return to normal operations, and it's going to take some time. And there may be some hiccups, like I just had, along the way here.
Biden again urged motorists to avoid panicking and hoarding. He also warned about price gouging. Colonial shut down the massive pipeline last Friday as a precautionary measure after a cyber ransomware attack. Three ex-Minneapolis police officers will go on trial next year for their involvement in George Floyd's death. A Minnesota judge today delayed the trial until March 2022, citing the need for space between their trial and the sentencing of Derek Chauvin. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an encounter between Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene and New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was beneath the dignity of someone serving in the House.
It's so beyond the pale of anything that is in keeping with bringing honor to the House or not bringing dishonor to the House.
Greene reportedly accosted Ocasio-Cortez and accused her of being a hypocrite and of supporting terrorists. Border wall construction's getting back underway. Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition says the project will prevent flooding from the Rio Grande River.
When the stop construction of all wall went into effect, it caused a huge hole, which is a disaster for our area if that is not repaired before hurricane season.
The joint project near Laredo, Texas, is both a border wall and a levee system. It had been halted when President Biden took office. Amazon is hiring 75,000 workers and is offering a $100 bonus to new hires who show proof of their COVID-19 vaccination. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
On Friday, Nancy Mitchell welcomed Ruta Lee, star of stage, screen, and television, to talk about her long and varied career.
On Saturday, Adam Scheck, the passion doctor, returns with advice about dating, mating, and relating when the crisis is past.
Bringing you mastery and mystery, 1 hour at a time since 2007.
We are Nancy Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies for most of the day today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 50. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more sunshine expected. Temperatures rising a few more degrees. Low 70s for the weekend, with low temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. And mostly clear skies.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today I'm super excited to talk to one of my favorite new friends this year, Andrea B. Jasper. So we're talking today about self-care and how self-respect is tied into that. This is kind of a part two to our conversation we had last week on Tuesday on the Dr. Pat Show. And again, I want to thank Dr. Pat. I want to thank my producers, Jacob and Benny, for last week's show. It was exciting. It was fun. It was wonderful to have perspective that's broader than what typically society and general marketing focuses on, and that is women. We had two great conversation participants in Jacob and Benny. And if you haven't heard the show, I just highly recommend that you go back and listen to it, because it's really important to understand the whole perspective of self-care and that it is very robust and it's not just bubble baths and pedicures. It really isn't.
Well, speak for yourself, Sabrina. I mean, you know, I might be into that just a little bit. This is Benny, by the way. I can't speak for Jacob. Maybe he's into it too. But until then, treat yourself.
Right. So it's not that you totally wouldn't.
Exactly.
But I'm saying it's so much more. Olivia, before we really get started, I want to bring you in on the conversation. Where are you on your self-care?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I actually just moved, so things have been a little bit chaotic in my life right now. But you know what? I have made sure to make some time after I get home from work to just relax and, you know, do something for me to make sure that I can decompress so that I can, you know, take care of the stuff I need to take care of while I'm still unpacking my whole life.
Excellent. Well, and moving and packing is really a big project.
Yeah.
You don't realize it until you're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the hardest part is, like, I can unpack the boxes, but you have to have a place to put everything. You have to know where everything goes before you can unpack it. So it's a process.
It's a plan. Well, and our self-care needs to be that important as well, and we need to be connected with that. For most of my life, it's been about trying to find the balance in life, because I have yet to meet anyone who's had a life that hasn't had challenges, trials, even unfortunate traumas. And it's important for us to be able to understand ourselves and connect well with ourselves to be able to nourish ourselves, to be able to care for ourselves, so that when we're nourished and we're taken care of, then we show up in a much greater capacity to help others, to serve, and to share the gifts and talents that we were given. Well, today we're going to continue that conversation, and my guest today is Andrea Jasper. She is the founder and inspiration behind Studio A Pilates and Yoga in Dana Point, California. She was born and raised down south, right?
Here, Andrea, right here in California.
And has worked in creating Studio A, and it is a Pilates and yoga and melt studio. I got to put that in there, right? And this particular business, and especially her studio and the community that she's built up, is mirroring her passion for outdoor adventures, which include ocean sports, hiking trails, and something that I'm really interested in hearing more about is farm-to-table gardening. I want to hear a little bit more about that today, right, and how profound that can be to your life. She was a competitive triathlete. And when she was this athlete, she discovered Pilates, and she realized that this was a way that she was going to be able to regain and maintain her flexibility, which, of course, transferred into her performance as a triathlete. She's also a STOT Pilates Certified Advanced Comprehensive Instructor, and she is now a Smart Flow Yoga Instructor. And how I've come to know her is that she's a Melt Method Instructor. For me and for the clients that I see, when I share small, simple movements and introduce them to Melt Method, they're receiving profound results. Mm-hmm. Profound. And I know that it's been around for only 10 years, but I mean, it just seems like
it's been around for quite a while. It's just now come into where we're internationally recognized now. We have instructors on every continent. And I think it's just been getting more attention because fascia, you know, is like that darling word right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think people are paying more attention to it because they're understanding the structural support that it gives our entire body and all of the systems. And, you know, I always like to say that we're living longer. I don't know if we're living better. So let's talk about that.
Right? How do we do that? Because I think that since the unplug of last year, 2020, it's created this time and space for us to really reconnect with ourselves individually and to take a self-inventory of what's working, what's not working, what's important, and what do I need moving forward, not only in business, but just in life.
Right. It's incredible this last year. For a lot of us, you could go either way. You know, some of us went into this deep, kind of dark hole, and other of us discovered that we had so many amazing, talents that we, dealt in. Some people went to baking. Some people decided, hey, I want to go try, something different. Maybe I can paint and I can draw, or I can turn to music. That there's a lot of the arts that have been explored, and which I think is wonderful. Mindful movement, people weren't able to go outside, and so we turned to, this kind of a platform where we could interact, and get some movement in our body. And so maybe that sparked a little bit of, that self-care aspect. So, we can look at it, every day I just try to find a little silver lining, no matter how thin it was, as we move through this whole last year. And I think for those of us that chose, that direction, we're coming out, on the other side with a little more brightness.
Absolutely. And what I find really incredible and encouraging is the fact that we have now the capability, such as this format, to be able to connect with people in a bigger space, in a greater capacity, and have a greater influence and impact on others.
Yes, and that's a gift, and it's a gift to embrace in a way that does good. Because there are ways that we can spread different things, spread fear and things or feelings that aren't positive. And that's why I'm, really loving this platform, because this is all about light and joy and how we bring, that into our own life and with the subject matter of self-care. And I really think you hit the nail on the head with talking about how it's respect, it's self-respect for self-care. And they really go hand in hand. I don't think you could have one without the other.
What's interesting is that as I start to have more of these conversations, and you may realize this as well, is that it's seed planting for individuals, and it really is that small little perspective shift that then has a ripple effect in everything else that individuals we get involved in or connected to. It's interesting, yesterday I was at a wedding, and I, of course, weddings have cake and champagne and sugary beverages and mints and all those kinds of good things, but they also have meat platters and they've got appetizers and, tasty little noshes. I was talking to a gentleman who was, we were standing by the cake table, and he was like, I can tell you that a couple of years ago I would have been all over that table, and I probably could put away, at least, and then shared the quantity that he could have put away of cake. And he says, but you know what? I ended up moving to Phoenix. I'm so much more active with my life and my wife right now, and started listing off all of these subtle changes. And what was remarkable, the whole thing that I walked away with from him was admitting that making lifestyle changes, he no longer desired sugary sweets or had something that he couldn't control either neurologically or chemically where he needed that. And so he limited himself to a cupcake. So it was just really interesting that lifestyle has a big impact and it's not all about chasing the almighty dollar or cramming our schedule in with all different kinds of responsibilities and tasks and things to become busy.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we do equate busyness with productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can step away from that and really understand and be aware that just pausing, being present, is absolutely productive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way, I think about people trying to be superhuman all the time, and we're trying to be everything for everybody else all the time. You know, we're, you know, the multitaskers, we're the nurturers, we're the ones that, you know, are the glue that holds our family, our community together, our friends, our neighbors. And we don't even realize that because we're so busy at the end, there's like kind of nothing left for us. You know, we're kind of running on empty a little bit. So, you know, which is all wonderful. You know, that's in our nature to be helpful, hopefully, to other people. It's like that golden rule. You know, we were always taught when we were little, you know, do unto others as you want to do unto you, right? Well, Where are we? Like, what happened to that part of the equation? It's like, wait, we need to do that for ourselves as well. All those wonderful things we do for other people, let's just bring it back to ourselves so that it just, you know, moves forward in that way. And just like you said, you know, we plant those little seeds, mm-hmm. not only within ourselves, but that resonates and that echoes out into our community and into our family. And then it comes back to us as well, because if we're sending it out there, it's all going to come back. Firmly believe that. Even if it's just walking into a room and you have a happy disposition, it really does feel like the whole room becomes a little happier.
Exactly.
And you're a little bit down and you kind of walk in with your head down, you know, everybody else kind of feels that energy as well. How do we keep ourselves into that, you know, brightness or lightness? Not saying that you can't be down or sad sometimes, but how do we keep the fuel, you know, we're filled up. You know, we need to, that's where that self-care comes in, and that self-respect to know that we are worthy of self-care.
Absolutely. Now, when you were young,
mm-hmm.
you were involved in sports. You were very active, right? I mean, I think most of us were. So self-care really wasn't something that we had to intend for ourselves.
No, we were outside all the time. We were encouraged, you know, as kids to be outside and play and be in the sun and giggle and laugh and have a great time. And, you know, we can still do that now. Who says we can't? Why can't we go outside and run around and move our bodies and, you know, giggle and laugh and have a good time, right? Might be a different little way to do it, but keep that youngness in ourselves. But I was lucky that I, you know, was raised in a family that was we were active. You know, I had four kids in my family, and I was between two brothers. So I felt like I had a keep going. Otherwise, I get like smushed from one foot to the other. So, you know, whenever we went skiing or whenever we went, you know, they played baseball or football, and, you know, we were on the sidelines cheering, you know, whatever it was. We were always very active. And even when I was in the teenage years this is way back before any big fitness centers and things like that, things started to open up that way. And my dad had the forethought to say, hey, this is a great way for all of us to work together and to really keep our bodies healthy. And so I remember being one of the first families that ever joined this family fitness, you know, place. And it was great. So we've really always had movement in our lives. And we were a faith-based family as well. So we did share that, which has moved into even my life today. So whatever the God of your understanding is, you know, that's something that we can all, I think, resonate with. But, yeah, I'm just grateful that I have always had some kind of movement. I've always run or jumped or, went out on the water. You know, we live in California, so it's kind of nice. We can get out. We can get onto the slopes really quick, and we can get onto the water really quick. So
sure.
We had both. And yeah, I'm just really, really grateful for that. You know, but going back to this self-care, I think I didn't realize that that's what it was at the time. It was just a little bit more natural. When I started working, like, full-time, I felt like that was what I had to do, you know, all the time. And I didn't self-care as well. And then I could feel it. I wasn't performing as well as I could in my job. And so I went back to moving again. And I noticed when I started moving my body, I was sleeping better and I was more productive during the day. And that's when it kind of clicked into me, like my early 20s, where I thought, this is the path I need to continue on with, or, you know, I'm not gonna do real well. So I've been lucky that even now in my 50s, I'm still moving, still active. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And still have an energy that doesn't seem to wane. I mean, it's very consistent, right?
Yeah, it really is. And that's because I do have a lot of things in my life that I use as my self-care. And I still am doing all of those things for my family, for my friends, having a business, my clients, my community. But because I do a lot of self-care, and it's not like it takes a long time. You know, sometimes it's just sitting in a quiet room and, you know, I've got a candle going. Like, that might be it, you know, and I just sit for a moment. I have my mouth full. You know, people don't believe me. I'm like, I put them in this beautiful bowl because it reminds me. These little gems is what I use. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just getting, you know, my nervous system to calm down a little bit. It could take 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But I do take the time to do that. I've created a little space for myself. I like having a place where I can go and kind of shut the doors and just be quiet for a moment, and then I can go back out into the crazy, fun world. I'm journaling again, which I haven't done in a long time. You know, and you talked about instances in your life what kind of shifts you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was shifted away from journaling when I was, like, in my 20s, and someone got into my journal, which was not, you know, betrayed myself.
Not with her for.
Yes, supposed to be for me. So I stopped because I thought, oh, I can't do that anymore for fear that somebody will read them or something else. And then it took a long time. And when I had another kind of a, not tragedy, but something that shifted me again, I went back to journaling. And it really did help me to not only get through that way, but to also, you know, just to push through any of the times where I felt like I was kind of flatlined, you know, kind of pushed me back up to feeling, you know, just better. About myself and my life and where I'm going and what I'm doing. So I and we both have the same journal, so I'm going to show because it's so lovely.
Yes, please. It's beautiful.
This is, yeah. So we have the same journal that was created by our friend Jen Simpson, and it's just a really nice way. I can't keep them on the shelf, to be honest with you. I have people that come in and they are just scrambling them up. Great gift, great for yourself. And encourage that creativity and just writing. It's very freeing. It's lovely.
Well, and the journals are powerful, especially if you keep them, because you can go back and you can reflect, and it's more times than not, there are moments when you're having a challenge, or like when I'm at a place where I'm not seeing progress, or I'm not seeing growth, or it doesn't feel like, you know, things are happening and moving and making an impact, then I have the opportunity to go back and see that, oh, well, a couple months ago I was here. Year ago, I was there, and small little shifts, small little activities transitioned, and kind of, it's kind of, life is like a river, you know? I mean, it's never straight.
No.
It's never straight, and you have to be fluid in it, and that's part of the beauty that I'm really starting to recognize and embrace at this particular place in my life. It's fantastical. And being at a wedding yesterday where two darling, young, early 20s are getting married, and just seeing for them all the possibilities that are ahead. Incredible.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, talking about your journaling and we're looking back, you know, sometimes I feel like there's these little regrets that I have. And then I look back and I think, well, no, there is no regret on there because look where I'm doing now. You know, it's just so different. So sometimes we can, you know, set aside like no regrets, you know, just keep moving forward and know that what you thought was a regret really isn't.
Exactly.
I'm a firm believer in the journaling, right?
So, Benny and Olivia, do either of you journal?
I do not. My boys do, though. I need to take a little more from their likings of that because they do more of that. I just, for the, my daily routine, I should. I need to carve out more time for it. So, yes, I should.
How did you get them?
No, should. Yeah, that's the word I don't like. Don't say should. Just say, you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
You got it.
You know?
Absolutely right.
And it might be that way. Instead of something that you have to do, it's just something that's going to evolve. And you'll find, like, your boys are like me or Sabrina. It's just one of those things you just end up doing.
That's right.
It's kind of like part of the whole little thing. It's kind of cool when it happens, though, too. It's like, oh, I don't even feel like I have to do anything. It's just because I want. Yeah.
How did they get started, Benny?
Their school, I think, got them little ones, and then I came across a couple of ones that are more thematic for them, what they were into, which is Lego. And they had a couple notebooks there, and I bought those. And, of course, I have twins, so they're always like, well, what if brother's going to look at brothers, you know, and vice versa. So I got them with little padlocks.
Oh. Huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They just turned 10 in January.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really, really fantastic.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Start that whole process and support, you know, while they're younger like that.
There you go.
And they'll take it with them. Yeah. I mean, I have three adult children that are all married now with kids. So it's wonderful to see the progress of that. You know, it's just like all of a sudden, don't blink because they'll all of a sudden be like, you know, 25.
Totally.
Olivia, how about you? Do you have time?
Yeah, you know, I haven't journaled in a while. I do write music, so that is kind of a similar thing, I think. You know, I think that a lot of the things I would be journaling about do tend to come out in the other things that I write. But, you know, I do see a lot of value in picking up a journal and just taking the pressure off, I think, because when you're creating something like a song, like lyrics or poetry, you know, there's kind of more pressure to be really specific and careful about what words you're using versus just kind of letting it go and releasing whatever you've got, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process, too. You know, so sometimes we pick up a journal. I know when I get a new one, I'm like, well, what am I going to write in it today? And then I just kind of set it aside for a minute, and it'll just come, just like when you probably are writing your music or your poetry or any of the created, you know, words that come. It's kind of the same thing. It's you know.
Yeah, there's some days where nothing comes, you know. It's like you can't sit down and decide, I'm going to write today, right now.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It has to happen naturally. So, yeah, I guess it's probably a similar process, and I should, or I guess not should, but maybe next time I feel like writing, I will sit down with a journal and put a different intention there as opposed to trying to create something like a song.
Yeah, and sometimes it can just be a couple of words, like here's mine today. Ask a lofty question.
Okay. I like that.
You just kind of throw things up sometimes for myself to look, you know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And without the confines of should or it needs to be this or it should look like that or I have to follow an outline, whatever bubbles up from your heart, from your spirit, what is it? Sometimes it's just a matter of emptying your brain onto the page. And then that stimulates more journaling or an expansion of the thought, or it gives you that creative moment where it's like, oh, I didn't even, you know. It's a perspective shift.
Sometimes it's just a word.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be anything else but a word, you know? Yeah, great.
I like that. I want to cut for a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Andrea, how do we focus on a little more work-life balance in that nurturing place of self-care? So stay tuned, and we'll see you back after the break.
With me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Can a cup of Joe support ALS?
May 14th. If you go to any one of our shops, proceeds from every cup go to research to find cause. If you don't have a shop near you, you can go to DutchRose.com and donate. The goal is 1.6 million. All of our releases, all of our great customers. It's going to take extraordinary effort from all of us.
Let's talk about ALS. Go to DutchBROSSandSam.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you've nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that a whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Right. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina A. Wright. Today, we're talking about self-respect and self-care and how they are so intimately tied to each other. I'm talking today with Andrea Andrea B. Jasper of Studio A Pilates and Yoga, located in Dana Point, California, sunny California. And our conversation today is more about how important it is for us to start caring for ourselves as what would feed us, and caring for ourselves, nurturing for ourselves, and doing for ourselves helps us show up more confident, show up more capable, and show up more engaged in everything that we're committed to, our family, our friends, our communities, our activities. And Andrea, it's interesting. Self-care doesn't look the same for every single individual. It's different per gender. It's different per age demographic. It's different per economic status. It's different per ethnicity, right? So earlier, we were talking about journaling, and I love the fact that Benny shared that his twin boys are journaling. And you and I were athletes in school, really active when we were young. Last year created an upset in schooling, in kids going to school, in kids being interactive, and in kids having that social connection. Where do we start on providing outlets, or how do we start self-care, especially in a new family dynamic, which does not have as much socializing or gathering as we used to? What do you think would be a great place to start?
You know, for my family, I'm lucky enough that all my children live close by, and they have families as well. I know for them, it could be, like you said, self-care comes in all different ways. You can self-care as a family, so you're caring for yourselves as a family, and you can self-care as a couple. You can self-care as an individual. And to find a balance on all of that is not easy. We like game nights. You know, that's kind of one of the things that we do. Just talking, or, you know, whatever it is. Because we weren't in an area that we can be with a lot of other people, I think the best thing that you can do is just get outside. Okay. Get outside, take your shoes off, get on the grass, get on the earth, start to really ground back again for yourself. What about just a little walking meditation where you don't really have to talk, where you're just together, but you're just exploring, you know, the sounds around you, what's underneath your feet, what's above your head, and that doesn't cost anything. And understanding that you don't have to have television going on, or you don't have to have your phone on, you don't have to have anything going on and still, you know, be in an environment or create an environment that is, you know, caring for yourself. And, you know, if you go individually, you know, that's a little harder when you're stuck inside. I think having a place, and everybody respecting that everybody has a place that they can go to when they need to, and without any questions, without any explanations, that they could just be. I'm fortunate that I do have a little place in my house that I put together just for that reason, where I can just sit and be quiet, or if I want to put on music, or if I want to read a book. You know, I have that little bubble, that little space that's just mine. And, you know, I think a lot of people equate self-care with selfishness. And I think that's, you know, not correct. Self-care, and it could be selfish, but not in the way that's negative. It could be selfish that you're like, hey, I am shoring up my bank so I can be you know, more present for whatever I'm doing. And the importance of that is so, it is so, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so grand. But that we have to really shift our perspective on that. And why is it that, you know, we feel if we're going to take a walk by ourselves that we're antisocial or whatever label that people want to put on you. Where that needs to, that perspective needs to change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to get back to your question on how to start, you know, for families, I think it's just, you know, we've had a lot of togetherness, but I don't know if it's really been togetherness. I wonder if it's just that feeling of being forced, you know, together rather than just being together. But I think the first thing is just try to get outside. I mean, that's one of the big things. And, you know, of course, you want to self-care nutritionally. You know, I'm a big, you know, eat really good, nutritious food, drink a lot of water, get a lot of sleep. A lot of people don't sleep, you know. Get yourself some sleep. We're all very sleep deprived. We start each day with a little bit of a deficit, I think. So if we could start each day with a little more equilibrium, then the stressors, you know, they get back, you know, down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Ask me another question.
Happy to. So you said to eat more nutritiously. You are a table gardener. Tell me about that.
I thought that is wonderful. I didn't do really great in the ground. I have some things that are in pots. You know, I can grow some tomatoes and things like that. We have some fun little animals that like to eat my food, which is great. It's fine. Other times I'm like, darn it, you know, my apple tree, you know, or something. But I also, you know, decided to try some of those towers, you know, where you use the water kind of flows through and it comes, again and again. So I'm saving on water, and I can grow all kinds of leafy vegetables and, you know, peas and tomatoes and zucchini and, gosh, I've had eggplant. I grew giant, those conical broccoli. You know, or not broccoli, the one that looks like, I don't even know how you describe them, but they're purple and you can get colors and it's just so amazing. And it's really fun to be able to get herbs, lots and lots of herbs that you can, and it saves me from going to the grocery store, it saves me from doing a lot of things. But I did a lot more, especially when we were inside. And I thought, well, if I can keep myself busy outside and do some things and enjoy, and very meditative for me, to go out and tend to things and get my hands in the dirt, you know, again, in the earth. It's fulfilling. But it's fulfilling for my fans, too. So I grow an abundance of things, and I can give them all away.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah. So
you're the first person that I've known who's actually done the towers. You know,
I have
a lot of,
yeah,
three of them.
I have three. You can do one. You can do two. I like three because, for me, I put some flowers at the top so it's pretty to look at, but then it helps to pollinate, so I don't have to worry about the pollination. You know, I get the bees, and it's fun, and the butterflies, or the butterflies and the birds and everything. So it's attracting, you know, for that kind of life around my house, which is nice. So, yeah, I recommend them. Even if you don't have room outside, they don't take that much room if you have a little balcony. But they have really great ones that you can start doing little things on, you know, next to your sink in the kitchen, you know, with a light on there. So we can explore and experiment with those. But I really think bringing nature in is such a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some plants into your house, into your life, like fresh flowers. You know, maybe that's what you spend that extra dollar or two on instead of another coffee or something. You know, bring in a fresh flower. It really does make a difference. And I'll tell you, every time you pass it, you're probably going to smile. Flowers make people happy. They make me happy, especially daisies. I like daisies.
Those are happy flowers.
And they're very expensive. So you can get a little bunch for a couple of bucks, and they last for a long time, and then you'll smile every time you walk by it. So, you know, bring nature inside, you know, bring some color into your life. is always really good. And then, there you go.
Outstanding. And right now we're coming into, at least up here in the Pacific Northwest, farmers markets. So farmers markets have a plethora of fresh fruits and vegetables. There's one place that I like to visit, and what they do is they create salad hanging baskets. And so the hanging basket is, oh gosh, maybe about this big, okay? Bigger than a basketball, maybe two basketballs. And they have all of the greens that you need for a salad. So, of course, lettuce, but they have other herbs, like you can have some kale in there, baby kale. What's the peppery green?
Arugula?
That, and there's like little cabbage, and then there's scallions, and so mostly it's the greens that are in the basket, and it should last like the whole summer. So
that's,
you've got fresh greens.
Mm-hmm. And you can look at it, and it's a beautiful thing to look at as well. Green is a great color. Whenever you're feeling a little bit stressed, look at something green. It'll really kind of, it'll calm you down a little bit.
Oh, good to know.
Little trick.
Right? Bring that inside.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're inside a lot. If you're working from home, like a lot of us have been, having to do, or sitting a lot, get up, look at something that's green, just take a moment and breathe a few nice deep breaths, and then you can get back to what you have to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What else? Other than growing your garden, what is it about nutrition? And what would you say a good place to start nutrition-wise as you start to take a look at what you're actually eating?
Start with one meal. I think it's real hard when people are faced with trying to make a change and they make it too big.
Mm.
Make it small, a little bit more accessible. So maybe you start with breakfast and you think to yourself, okay, today breakfast is going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to grab a donut. I'm not going to, grab just coffee. I'm going to try and maybe grab an apple instead. Or, I'll eat, some kind of grain that's healthier with nut, based milk rather than, dairy milk. Or, it could be a lot of different things. Some people don't like sweet in the morning. Some people like savory. So, maybe you make yourself a salad. It could be all kinds of things. And then when you feel like, hey, I'm pretty confident in doing this, then maybe move on to lunch and you try that to be different. I'm not going to go through the drive-thru today. I'm going to try to, organize something beforehand. Or you know what? I can actually make it home, and eat something at home and then try dinner or vice versa. It could be like dinner is a way that you make the change first. Maybe that's when your family is all in place and everybody gets a job, okay? Susie, you get to, cut up the tomatoes, and, somebody else gets a job too. It's a beautiful way to, as your family unit, to prepare together and nourish together in that way. I think that's a beautiful way that you can, create that same kind of self-care, going back to what you were talking about before, as a family or as a small, even yourself. When you're preparing your own food, totally different when you eat it than when you go out and pick it up. It really is. Not saying that you can't go and support, your local, restaurants or, anything like that, but maybe not every day.
Or every meal, right?
Yeah. It really is nice when you take the time and the opportunity, and again, meditative in nature. You can find meditation in anything. You can find meditation in cleaning. You can find meditation in cooking. You can find meditation in, walking your dog, whatever it happens to be. I sometimes do it in silence. I don't have anything going on. Sometimes I want to put on some music and, kind of move a little bit while I cook, and that's really fun too. So, whatever mood you're in, just let it be okay.
Let it be okay. And really, self-care isn't a checklist.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. And there's no performance expectation that's attached to it. So Benny, do you and the kids cook?
We do a little bit. Sometimes our schedules are a little just crazier, so I just kind of take over. The weekends we have a little more time, so I kind of let them browse and, you know, venture into the kitchen a little bit more.
What's their favorite meal to cook or favorite food to cook?
We do like a chicken dish, so just regular just chicken breasts, and we kind of cut them up, and then we do a little bit of noodles and stuff like that. So something simple so they can kind of get into the kitchen and not be so, you know, crazy with all the elements going, no pun intended, with the stove elements, but elements on the counter and so forth like that. So we let them kind of, you know, venture in and do their little thing.
Fun. That's one thing I, growing up, was not privy to. So I didn't learn to cook until I went to college and had to learn how to be creative with a hot pot and a single burner and feed myself, right? It wasn't about school cafeteria every single day because it wasn't really the best food.
Yeah, dietary things have definitely changed from even me going to college too as well. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you, Olivia? Are you someone who enjoys cooking?
I am. I cook almost every night. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And do you would you have space in your new home to maybe do a little bit of herb gardening?
Oh, my gosh. So I actually have a huge garden, and it came with it, and it's got veggies growing in it already. I'm so excited about it.
Wow, that's perfect.
Yeah, and I'm big on houseplants, so I'm, you know, I'm trying to delve into the outdoor gardening arena. So I'm excited to grow my own food.
Yeah, and I mean, this is going to be your first spring and summer season to do that. How fun. What a great way to introduce yourself to your new home and, yeah, your new lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that intentional when you were looking for
it? It was definitely a plus when we saw the spot. I definitely wanted the outdoor space, and I'm hoping to also get a couple of chickens here in the near future.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah, very excited.
Terrific. Other ways, Andrea, besides food, besides meditation, besides getting outside, what really feeds your soul?
In addition. Well, you know, and it is an addition, and we just kind of, you know, add things in, and, you know, it's like you take things in and you take things out, and everything just kind of evolves with what, you know, works for you, and it's all going to change, too. Life changes. We have different things that are going on around us. You know, every day is different. So just like you said, we got to kind of move like water. We just kind of ebb and flow with it, and if we stay a little soft in the body and soft in the mind and soft in the heart, you know, we can do that. For me, you know, I do need movement, you know, in some kind of mindful movement in my life, whether it's the Pilates or it could be yoga, lots of melting in my life. I have taken away, you know, the pounding of running, so I'm not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't feel right in my body anymore. Maybe I'll do it again, I don't know, but for now, you know, I am doing other things. So I may be riding my bike, walking my dog, paddle boarding, you know, hiking, things like that. But on a daily basis, you know, I do hold true to my melt practice and treating my hands and my feet just because of the job that I have. It's demanding physically for me. And so for me to be the best instructor or best, you know, studio owner, employer, you know, that I can be, you know, just like you said, you know, I need to fuel myself first so I can do all those things for others, and then I have to do it again. So it is one of those things that you have to replenish. It's not like you can do it once and just say, okay, I'm done. It is something that you become, and I don't like the word habit, but it becomes part of your daily living. And so that's, you know, what I do for myself to keep myself going. And with the combination of that, you know, with moving mindfully, pausing, taking pause in my day, just breathing a little bit, journaling, eating really good food, making sure I get a really good night's sleep. You know, dark room, people, dark room. Turn off, things an hour before you go to bed. You know, maybe even put a little eye mask on. Anything that's just going to create that space. You know, I'm not a big proponent of TV anyway, but try not to have a TV in your room. because it's, you know, your bed is for sleeping and, you know, making love. You know, that's what it's for. It's not for watching TV or anything else. So I try to keep the spaces, you know, in my house. Like my house is my kitchen for cooking and eating, and my dining room. You know, my living room has another purpose. My little space has its purpose. My bedroom has its purpose. So I try to, you know, keep that in mind when I move through my day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just incorporate it all. And it didn't all happen at once. It's not like I decided one day, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to live my life. And if I don't get it all done in one day, then I'm a failure. You know, it's like now. It's like every day is a little bit different, and I know what I need. So in the morning, I know what I'm going to need to fuel my day. Sundays, sometimes that's my prep day. So, you know, talking about how we get so busy during the week, you know, I try to prep my lunches, you know, on Sundays so that I can just grab something every day when I go into the studio. And I just feel so much better than when I just, because I have a habit of forgetting sometimes to eat, and then I find myself really spent at the end of the day. So I'm super consciously aware that I've got to keep myself fueled throughout the day with really, really good food, drinking lots of water. I do take some supplements, but not a lot. I used to take a ton of vitamins, and I would feel sick all day long. But, you know, two reasons for that is because they weren't well. They weren't good quality, and a lot of synthetics in them that I didn't realize, so I threw them all out. I looked like an old lady. I could not say that. But I had a huge thing, and I would have, like, 10 pills in the front for the morning and 10 in the back, and that was my whole week. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. You know, it was, like, my stomach hurt all the time. I was, you know, it just wasn't good. So I threw them all out, didn't do anything for a while. And then I started with more whole food supplements. And, you know, I'm a touchstone girl. I like that. I was introduced, you know, with Lisa. And so now, you know, my family, my husband, you know, super simple. And I'll tell you, I can, you know, take those things on an empty stomach and I'm not feeling sick because it doesn't have all that ick in it. And but that fills the gap for me, you know, when I can't get everything in. So I love that. So that's
perfect. So, Andrea, I so appreciate you coming on today and sharing all of your tips for self-care. And I've got just a little bit of time left, so I want to thank you, Andrea B. Jasper of Studio A Pilates and Yoga.
And melt.
You can go to her website and get connected. And I love this. You are offering virtual classes.
Yes.
And this is Pilates, yoga, and melt.
Yes.
So I would recommend that you go there, check her out. Her contact information is there on the website.
And I grew up free, so give it a shot. You know, I'm so confident that you're going to love it, that we do. It's like your first class is complimentary. We have tons of things to offer, this new platform of streaming is wonderful. And if you're in the area, you know, come and say hello. I'd love to see you.
Perfect. Thank you again. This is Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina A. Wright, and you can contact me at the Wright Balance, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.